Before we begin, what would happen if invading warlords from another planet landed on your school's basketball court? Or what if you took your older brother's armor and ran away from home, and the only way you could feed yourself was to pretend you were a tough and maybe magically powerful bouncer at a village tavern? Or what if smart robot shoes joined together to revolt against their human masters? You would be in the middle of some great science fiction and fantasy. That's what. All fiction and storytelling is answering that "what if" question. But science fiction and fantasy go a step further. They bend the rules of reality. They get to imagine the "what if" in completely other worlds. And that is why good science fiction and fantasy stories can be so mind-expandingly fun. The first science fiction stories I ever read were written by a guy named Ray Bradbury. They were in a book titled The Illustrated Man. In it, the tattoos on this guy's body came to life and told stories about an evil house, a Martian soldier, astronauts stranded on Venus, a time travel agency, and a mess of other freaky happenings. Ray Bradbury died in 2012, and I'm sorry I never got to meet him, because I wanted to thank him for writing those stories that got me started reading science fiction and fantasy by Isaac Asimov, Arthur C. Clarke, L. Sprague de Camp, Edgar Rice Burroughs, Philip K. Dick, J.R.R. Tolkien, Terry Pratchett, Jules Verne, H.P. Lovecraft, Robert Heinlein, and a mess of others. Now there are hundreds of amazing new science fiction and fantasy writers. Just look on the back cover of this book. We've got a bunch of the best for you. A nice mix of superstar writers you already know and some surprising writers you will be glad to meet. We also have one very special addition to this volume. We have a story of Mr. Bradbury's called Frost and Fire, a tribute to the guy who inspired me and so many other readers and writers. Thank you, Ray Bradbury. Thank you, science fiction and fantasy writers and creators of other worlds. John Sheska.